So I've enjoyed my teaching here in Fayetteville, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Good people.
They sure is. They sure is. All around our town, down, you know, as fine as they can be. And those ladies give me a little pension and in the office, like I have that coin, you got to go before the government office if you want coin, and I give up my cotton. And I go down there every year. They say, they write me a letter. I go down there. They say, well, we'll be this Sunday. What, you want to sell your corn acres? I said, no. I said, I got hogs and chickens. All right, well, just go have all you want. And I went down there here. Well, it's been too long ago. I said, did boss give him the corn acres I had this year? He said, no. I said, well, I give him in. And I said, the same thing. I said, I want to have more corn. Well, we'll just go have all you want. This is fine. I'm going to kill them two ladies when I kill this hog. I'm going to sew one ham and two in jail. They're just as fine to me as they can be. And when I was robbed, she had $175. She says, wrote me a letter. The relief woman said, we have to cut you from where you were. I said, and they come out here and say, well, you got enough 17th last year, we'll give you some stamps. And I said, yes, ma'am, I got enough of regular last this week. I had plenty enough last month too. Well, and they wrote me a letter, come out there, and I went out there. And when I went out there, just lay it down, boy, that'd be all right, that'd be a plan. I put a little cash in on that, he'll go. So I went out there, and they said, well, says, can we help you? I said, oh, yes, a man away, kind of grinned, reaching in, got a letter. I said, you see here, y'all gonna cut me. God ain't gonna let his children, his servant be hurt. He'll knock it off. So I said, still, I said, y'all gonna cut me now, Rob. Why will we say something about stamps? The guy, why we have to take about you, take pay out your check? I said, no, don't bother that. And I said, now y'all gonna cut me. And I was robbed of $175. And I said, now, and the boy, just my grandson, stay here with me. He ain't here now, he waits, he got a yellow car. I said, I come to the office this year, and he asked me who was with me. I said, well, my grandson. He said, well, that's fine. That's fine for him to stay with you. He might could carry you to the doctor if you just see. And I said, now, I had some papers that the relief woman fixed, and I don't know what the man, how he fixed them. But this boy was on there, in there. And I said, now you want to cut me on account of that grandson? And after telling me this summer that I made this trip, that it was all right. And I said, it was robbed. You didn't give me no stamp. And the old lady, they dropped their head down just this way. The old woman said, no, we'll cut you. Well, in about 2 weeks, there I reckon they supplied to the government. I don't know. But anyhow, you know what they done? They put me up to $99. That's right. Well, all right, much about it. I give Cedar a quarter for you down there today. I asked about it. It's your quarter from yesterday evening.
Bye-bye, boys.